A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Hi, welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, the show where we talk to musicians, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music, whether it's an up-and-coming artist, an established hitmaker, or an iconic legend. This is where we get to know them on a deeper level. I'm your host, this in every episode, Jamie Rodriguez, and we hope that you guys are doing great wherever you're listening to, and we thank you for your time. And today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible Canadian artist. She has been acclaimed and called all sorts of great names like Canadian Powerhouse by Diddy TV. And she's incredible. She's a songsmith. She's a rocker. Her name is Tara Lightfoot, ladies and gentlemen. And she recently released an incredible new album, Healing Power. It's her sixth studio release. Dreamy sonic soundscapes. Incredible lyrics. Lessons in patience. Charisma. Nostalgia. She talks about friends. It's a great album. This album comes on the back heels of her successful 2020 Consider the Speed, and it is a great album. She's actually on tour right now all over the US and North America, so make sure to go to TaraLightfoot.com for all things Tara Lightfoot. But yeah, Tara's been, you know, decade plus killing it. You know, she's played in with everybody from Gordon Lightfoot to Willie Nelson, Toad the Wet Sprocket, the Posies, and she's, as you will find out in this interview, a very thoughtful, charismatic person, in addition to just being a great artist. So thank you, Tara, for joining us. Make sure to check out this great album, Healing Power, because, oh my God, is it a doozy. We haven't stopped listening to it in like a couple of weeks, so check it out. She's also got some great orange vinyl in her store. We are really keeping an eye on that. But anyway, without further ado, this is Tara Lightfoot on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
There we go. Yeah, what's up?
Lightfoot. Look at you. Look at that compound. What part of the world are you coming to us from, Tara?
Just a couple hours north of Toronto.
Okay.
In Canada.
So you're in your home.
I'm in my home. My home is like a cottage, but we live here.
My God, and for the audio audience that can't see, there's this wonderful fireplace thing looking, looks so cozy. Looks marvelous. Yeah. What a creative compound, Tara Lightfoot.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, nice to chat with you.
Well, it's so great to have you here, Tara. I mean, we've become huge fans, I gotta tell you, not only of the latest record, Healing Power, which is just mind-melting, but, you know, every time my mind's run wild, you know, Consider the Speed and just like the whole thing. So great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Tara. You know, I was checking you on socials, Tara, and, you know, you have 15,000 mm-hmm. followers on one platform, 13,000 on the other. Is that pressure in your life, Tara? Because I was seeing you in the airport kind of making videos. And to me, you know, it seems if I was an artist nowadays, you know, I'd constantly be coming up with material to fill them, like more and more like revelations. And I don't know, fans now, Tara, it's different. Like I remember growing up and we're similar ages. Rock stars, you didn't know anything about them. You know, it was mysterious. You knew nothing else.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that it's both a blessing and a curse, right? Because you feel like you have to let everybody in on everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Even when you're trying to take a break, you know, trying to have some kind of work-life balance, like filming a video at 6 a.m. in an airport. Right. And letting people know how tired you are on your way to a gig.
Right, because you're a musician. That's your gig. You know, now all of a sudden you're going to be a reality star. You're going to be Kim Kardashian. Then that's not really the job.
No, and then that makes your job 24/7, right? Which isn't sustainable for anybody, you know, even Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. But it seems like you found like a good kind of like rhythm where it kind of helps you promote the album, promote the tour, and I don't think, you know, it's not affecting like your creativity, is it?
No. I think that I learned, I don't even think I had to go that far to learn that lesson. I think that, I hope that artists of all kinds who are on social media have good boundaries around it. Because to me, it's like really important sometimes to take a day where I'm like, you know what, this day is just for me, or for me and my partner, or for me and my friends. You know, like, you don't have to film every single thing that's happening. So I don't know. I personally appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody else does too, you know?
Yeah. But that takes, you know, some wisdom to kind of know about that boundary. So kudos to you, Tara. And by the way, Tara, you know, you're in the middle of the Healing Power North American Tour. You're an incredible road warrior. I mean, you've played with everybody from, you know, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, that whole thing, Bruce Cockburn, all that whole jam.
You know, I just lost you. I'm so sorry. My Wi-Fi cut out. So you were like this for a minute.
No worries. No worries. I was saying, you know, you're like an incredible road warrior and you're in the middle of a tour, Tara. And I mean, for my audience that doesn't know, you've played with Willie Nelson, you've played with Bruce Cockburn, with Blue Rodeo and everybody in between. But I was curious, as you've gotten older, have you found touring to be as joyous as ever? Because like, I know in many ways, things are more expensive, buses, fuel, hotel, you know, eating healthy on the road is harder and our bodies change. How has touring kind of like changed for you internally as like you've progressed in your career, Jared?
If I could say three words to describe that, it's that I don't drink. that's my biggest thing, which I don't usually talk about, but I'm finally feeling safe enough to talk about it after 5 years.
Yeah.
Because in our industry, it's like, it's a polarizing issue, right? Because every night that you go out, you want your fans to have a great time. And if that means drinking alcohol, then like, that's so great. But for the musicians, like for me, it was like every single night was party night. And that, so now I find it so lovely to go out on the road. I get up early. I go, you know, we go for hikes. On this most recent tour, we were in Vancouver and we did falconry as a day activity. We went and hung out with birds of prey. It's like, cause we have the energy. Wow. It was amazing. We like held them on our glove and
falconry.
It was so cool. Like, so our band is into, as a result of this energy that we have, because you know, we're not doing the things that we used to do. Then we get to do all these wonderful, fulfilling activities every day. And then you play the show and you're like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is funny you say that, because, you know, you look like some of the videos we saw of you guys playing 10, 15 years ago, even in your even in the Intervals band. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I love this interview.
You look great, Tara. but it is interesting you say that, because here in Nashville, a lot of artists are going in that same direction you're going. Mm. It's almost like a good hack, right? Like you just cut alcohol and it like kind of clarifies a lot of things, right?
Yeah. And even before I quit in a more meaningful way, I took breaks and that was also super helpful. And I think now it's definitely more accepted than it was 5 years ago when I first took a break. So it's like, it's a fine place to be. And nobody is, it's so funny, but when you quit drinking, you think other people are judging you for not drinking.
Right.
But in reality, you know, it's like, no, nobody cares. So now I know that. So it's great. And
did you have like a low point of sorts, like a breakthrough, or was it just kind of like gradual?
Thank you for asking that question, because it directly leads into the story of Healing Power, the record. Lovely. It was about 5 years ago that I first, I was on tour going between Australia for 6 weeks, and then I had a few dates in Germany, and then I was heading off to the US for 6 weeks. Mm. And I would not see my doorstep during that time in Canada. I was not home for 3 months. So in the middle of this, I thought, okay, I have 2 days. I can either go home and sleep for 12 hours, or I can drive up to Austria and see what's up there. And so I went up this mountain and I drove. It took basically 20 minutes to drive up to the top of this mountain. And then I walked a further hour with my guitar up to the farthest place that I could get up to.
Yeah.
And in this beautiful vista of mountains, as far as the eye can see, there's this one beautiful tree all by itself. And at that time, I was so disconnected from all the traveling I had been doing, this tree meant everything to me. It was like, wow, it's persevered on the top of a mountain. It's so cold up here. There's no, you know, no animals. Like, you know, there was nothing going on up there.
Wow.
And yet this tree had sprouted up and kept going in spite of all odds. So I sat up there for the day, and it just, it hit me in some way. And so I got married in August, and I ended up being able to bring my husband back up to that tree.
Wow.
And that's where we took the album art photos for Healing Power. And, you know, it just, it basically was, it's been a full circle moment since then of learning more about myself, learning how to sustain my life as a touring artist.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, that tree's spectacular. And another theme of the album, Tara, I don't know, it speaks of relationships to me. You know, I love it for many reasons, but, you know, as someone that's kind of like 37 myself, and...
Oh, yeah, I've been, same age.
I've been lately in lots of reflection of relationships and kind of how they come and go and they flow like water, if you will. Mm. And the song, like, kept you in my pocket, you know, like about a wailing and a missed opportunity or the only one of your kind to your friends. It just seems like you've reached a point as an artist of acquired wisdom when it comes to relationships. Am I off base in the complexities of this album and that?
No, I think that's a great thing. I mean, there's also, like, to me, it's less about romantic relationships this time, and more about friendships. Like, there's friends that I have that have been struggling with addiction, which is on the record. I haven't, like, fully engaged with that topic, but that's part of it. There's some, you know, stuff when I was growing up. There's some grief, some folks who you don't talk to anymore. There's all kinds of things that are on the record that aren't necessarily romantic, but are really important to us.
Yeah,
as people, you know, it's like the friendships that didn't work out. Like those things actually sting, but they don't get talked about.
Right.
You know.
Right. Why is that, Tara? You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just want to think everything always works out, but it doesn't have to.
Right.
That's part of it, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. It's
progressing. Totally.
And congratulations on the marriage. And, you know, I'm thinking about your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you once posted about their 25th wedding anniversary and how they kind of, like, have been able to overcome odds and grow together as a couple and support each other's goals.
Yeah.
You know? Do you, you know, now that you're married or something, like, do you ever feel like, are you taking something from them that is almost, like, harder now with the younger generations?
Yeah. I mean, so my parents got married when they were very young, had me when they were very young also. And so for me, that actually gave me pause when I went to get into a relationship. It was like, is this the right thing?
Mm.
You know, my parents have created their, you know, universe together. And that's been so beautiful to watch them literally grow up from being teenagers to together and having a kid and then becoming adults and us kind of growing up together. But for me, it was like, I want my thing to be real. I want it to be sustainable. I want it to be
right.
Lasting. And so I waited till I was 36 to get married. And it's great.
It's great. You look happy. I mean, you're fooling me, you know? Oh, God. And is that part of, like, because I was thinking, you've toured every nook and corner of the world. You've been to, you've been everywhere, Tara, but is that why you've never really left Ontario? Because you could have packed, you could pack your bags tomorrow and go to Nashville, go to LA, go to New York. Is that why? Like, you always keep coming back to Ontario. Is it because, like, family is such an important part for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think my family has always been so supportive. I have a huge family, like so many people. But everybody's always understood, you know, as artists, we're often away for, like, birthdays, weddings, even funerals. Sometimes you can't get there or it doesn't, you know. So I guess for me, it is, my family would support me no matter where I lived. But I do love the place that I lived. So I moved a couple hours north of Toronto where we were able to actually afford to buy a house, which is a huge thing for an artist, as you know. It's like,
God. Yeah.
Beyond anyone's mindset. So this is kind of our spot that we really love. But I wouldn't say no. I mean, I love Nashville. I go often, and it's a great place to be. I'm going to come down soon. See you.
Of course, you're an amazing songwriter. Not to. You know, Tara, I do want to ask you one question about your background, because I do find that fascinating. And, you know, you grew up there north, you know, kind of Ontario, north of Hamilton. You were always great with piano and guitar, but you're singing so great in this album. Like, your vocal power is just incredible, Tara. And I was thinking, like, were you always a good singer in your teens? Because your vocals are mesmerizing. And I remember seeing an interview with Ed Sheeran recently where he said, and he actually played some of his early vocals, and he says they were terrible. But he made himself, like, they're horrendous. Like, he taught himself, said, I have to become a good singer.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure it was also horrible. I think one of the things that I definitely had when I was a teenager was stage fright. I was extremely shy. When I was much younger, I would actually tell my parents that I had a friend over. If they heard me singing, they'd be like, oh, is that Stephanie? I'd be like, yeah, it was Stephanie. Definitely Stephanie, not me. Wow. And I was also, I've always been able to project, but I have more control now, I think, after many years of touring. I hope so.
You're projecting healthier ways, yes.
Yeah, but also, I would say, too, working for the third time with my producer, Gus Van Gogh, that's why I got, you know, some out-of-the-comfort-zone vocal takes, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing, Tara. Yeah. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you much longer, but let me ask you about Midnight Choir and owning a label. Because I don't know if you tour so much, get married, stay healthy, and now you're owning a label, Midnight Choir. How has that experience been like? Has it been like more like as fulfilling, but maybe harder than you thought, easier than you thought? How has it really been?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the ease of that is having a wonderful long-term manager. I feel so lucky to have him, and he was the one who was like, Why don't we put this out on your own terms, however you want? And I think a lot of artists are turning that direction these days, too, to being in more control of their music and what's happening with it. And for me, it made sense.
Sure.
I love it. I loved being able to name it. And my ultimate goal is to have a really cool jean jacket with Midnight Choir on the back of it.
Well, we love it. Tara Lightfoot, you said it all for today. The new album, Healing Power, is absolutely mind-blowing. It just gets better with every listen, and you're hitting the road all over. Thank you so much for your time, Tara.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, have a great one.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.